Well, early on Friday morning, Netflix released the entirety of season 2 of House of Cards, and fans went nuts. Now, Netflix won't release the viewership numbers, but based on all the hype online and the fan campaign to get the series released early, estimates by one internet provider that 15% of Netflix subscribers watched it over the weekend. It's safe to say that House of Cards is a huge hit. Now, everyone who watches the show loves Kevin Spacey as the ruthless Washington insider Frank Underwood. He plays the majority whip. And lots of politicians around Congress, I can tell you, watch the show as well. There are a lot of fans who are real politicians. The question is just how realistic is the show about a corrupt majority whip? Well, we have a real majority whip to join us to share his insights. Congressman David Bonnier, former majority whip of Michigan, is here. Hi, Congressman.
Hi, Todd. How are you?
Well, it's great to have you. Let's start off at the top. Listen to this clip of Frank Underwood describing his job, and I want to see how realistic this is.
For those of us climbing to the top of the food chain, there can be no mercy. There is but one rule: hunt or be hunted.
Years ago, Congressman Bonnier, I covered you when you were whip, and I always thought that hunt or be hunted was kind of your style.
Well, no.
Of course, I'm kidding.
It certainly wasn't, and the portrayal of Frank Underwood, masterfully done, I think, by Kevin Spacey, is a very dark character, and there's no redeeming value to him. Nor, for that matter, much of any of the characters in the show. But he does have a way of manipulating, and he has a sense of strategy, and he has the smarts and the confidence to take the viewer into the world of politics and make it somewhat believable, although I think his portrayal is much too dark. I mean, I don't know of any whip, for instance, that's ever committed murder.
No, of course not. But you do know whips who need to get a bill passed when it's tough. And, you know, the manipulation that Frank Underwood undertakes, the ruthless kind of undermining of people, does it ever really take that to pass a bill, or is passing a bill a lot more boring?
No, it's not boring to pass a bill, because you're dealing, if you're a whip in either party, you've got to corral your caucus and conference members, and you got to provide the votes to get things done, to move the legislation, to make Congress relevant to people's lives. And so you use different techniques to get that done. I think this show is overly dramatic and pessimistic and dark in the portrayal of how that's done.
What was your favorite tactic? Incentives? We can do something for you if you vote with us? Or threats, we'll do something you really don't like, or we'll sort of politically break your arm if you don't?
Threats don't generally work. Rewarding people for being good soldiers in the fight to get things that you care about done works much better. For instance, committee slots, making sure that their offices are accessible and convenient, things of that nature help. Helping them politically in their races back home, helping them raise money, those kinds of things obviously go on. They go on in legislatures. They go on in the U.S. Congress.
Everybody says these days, now that earmarks have been banned from Congress, that that's part of the reason why John Boehner and the real-life majority whip Kevin McCarthy have such a hard time with Republicans. They can't offer them pork.
There's some truth to that. I think helping someone get a project for his or her district that means something to them in terms of jobs, in terms of economic development, is often a very helpful way to ingratiate yourself and get them on the team and to get their support for things. And I was never really a person who felt that negatively towards earmarks. I think for the most part they generally were used well and provided services and jobs and opportunities and sometimes social justice concerns and issues that help people. But there obviously were abuses, and those abuses were magnified in the public, and those abuses helped kill earmarks. And so it has become more difficult, I think, as a result of that.
Well, David Bonnier was the majority whip. He's a Democrat. He was a majority whip in the 102nd and 103rd Congress. He's from Michigan and helped us unpack the ruthless Frank Underwood star of House of Cards. Congressman, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.